Indeed, this is Back to Back, a music program where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Off Neo Ting. This week, a bit of a curveball in case you missed it. Pop icon Mariah Carey, years back, made an alternative rock album in the 90s, but she kept it hidden until 2 years ago. The 1995 album, Someone's Ugly Daughter, by the band Chick, was in fact her long-lost grunge album with re-recorded vocals. Here's a short taste of it, but imagine this with Mariah Carey vocals. If I were writing a genie, and you were Melrose Place, I'd probably blink my eyes and send your ass to lost in space. For you don't care that I don't care at all. I'm using it. You don't care that I don't care at all.
There you have it. We definitely can't imagine it too, but no fret, according to the Rolling Stone, Mariah Carey is planning to put out this album real soon. But in the meantime, some of her greatest hits back to back, starting with this one, her first single from her 7th studio album Rainbow, a tune produced by DJ Clue featuring Jay-Z. This is Mariah Carey, Heartbreaker, right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9. Let's go.
Gotta watch it.
In the middle of the night, she wanna drive my Benz with 5 of her friends. She wanna creep past the block, spying again. She wanna roll with Jay, chase skios away. She wanna fight with lame chicks, blow my day. She wanna inspect the rest, kick me to the curb. If she find one strand of hair longer than hers, she wanna love in the jacuzzi, rub up in the movies, access to the old crib, keys to the new. She wanna answer the phone, tattoo her arm. That's when I gotta send her back to her mom. She called me heartbreaker. When we apart, it makes her want a piece of paper. Scribble down, I hate ya. But she knows she loved Jay because she loved everything Jay say Jay does. And
That was Heartbreaker by Mariah Carey featuring Jay-Z from the album Rainbow. In that track, Mariah sings about a guy who broke her heart, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out who broke her heart, right? Because it's about her divorce from music executive Tommy Mottola. And Rainbow was the first album she wrote after that breakup.
Yeah, it was originally intended for the soundtrack of Mariah Carey's 2001 film Glitter, but then the singer thought it felt fresh and current and didn't want to wait to release it. It was released on September the 21st, and 2 weeks later will become her 14th chart topper in the US, as well as Jay-Z's first number one single. This week, myself, Dara Ong, and Off New Ting are diving into the music of Mariah Carey, who recently announced that she'll be releasing a 1995 grunge album that she recorded years back. With a background on Mariah Carey, she's of course known for her 5-octave vocal range, melismatic singing style, and signature use of the whistle register. She's often referred to as the Songbird Supreme or the Queen of Christmas.
And we all know why. She grew up surrounded by music, especially with her mom Patricia Carey, a voice coach and opera singer. Mariah Carey kickstarted her passion in singing when she stunned her mother by imitating her operatic singing as early as age 2 and was given singing lessons starting at age 4. When she was 18 years old, she attended a party hosted by CBS Records, bringing along her demo tape and handing it to the president of Columbia Records, Tommy Mottola. And after listening to the tape on the way home from the party, he signed Mariah Carey immediately and set her to work on her first album, Mariah Carey, in 1990, which, fun fact, the duo would eventually get married 3 years later.
And then after that, years later, Mariah Carey adopted a new image and incorporated more elements of hip-hop. She was named the artist of the 90s decade, while World Music Awards honored her as the best-selling female pop artist of the millennium. With sales of over 220 million records worldwide, she's one of the best-selling music artists of all time. 19 of her songs have topped the Billboard 100 while holding the record for the most number one singles by a solo artist, a female songwriter, 18, and a female producer, 15. She is the highest certified female artist in the United States with 68.5 million certified album units, tying with Barbara Streisand.
She's also credited as one of the first few to incorporate hip-hop into pop music. This week on the show, we go back to back into the tunes that made Mariah Mimi. And let's head right back into the music. Up next is something from 2008. It's the third single from her 11th studio album, E equals MC Square, which was her 6th non-consecutive number one album in the US. It also reached number one on the top R&B and hip-hop albums chart.
That's right. This one's inspired by the chorus of DeBarge's 1983 album track, Stay With Me, which is the foundation of this next one. It also married the hook of Hill Street Blues theme music, an old school party record with cheerful choruses and lush keyboard work. This is Mariah Carey taking us back to 2008 with the tune I'll Be Loving You Long Time.
I've been loving you long. come on. MC.
Honey, released as the lead single from her sixth studio album, Butterfly, which dropped in 1997. It's said to be a track that pushed her further into the hip-hop realm, with productions handled by hip-hop hits like P. Diddy, Stevie J, and the Uma, a famed hip-hop production trio consisting of Q-Tip and Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest and the legendary late great Jay Dilla. This one shot straight to the top, debuting at number one on the Hot 100 charts, and also made Mariah Carey the first artist to achieve three charts
chart-topping debuts with her two previous songs to achieve a similar feat being Fantasy and One Sweet Day from her 1995 album Daydream, which, by the way, tomorrow night on the program, myself and Offney will go track by track into. But this one will become a record that will be unbeaten for 23 years until it was finally broken by Ariana Grande.
The James Bond-themed music video for that track also garnered a lot of attention, with the premise of Mariah Carey being held hostage in a mansion. She eventually escapes on a watercraft and makes her way to an island with her lover. It received a lot of media coverage, with many believing the music video to be an indirect jab at her ex-husband, Tommy Mottola, his alleged controlling nature, and her finally escaping his grip with the divorce.
There you go. This week on Back to Back, we're diving into the tunes of Mariah Carey and more music to come. So do stick around, only here on BFM 89.9.
Everybody just bounce. Everybody just bounce.
You gotta shake it off.
Cause the love, it ain't the same. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
You gotta shake it off.
Just like the Calcon commercial life. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
You gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move.
Yeah.
Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy,
you gotta,
I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me. Baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
By the time you get this message, it's gonna be too late. So don't bother paging me, cause I'll be on my way.
You
grabbed all my diamonds and clothes, just ask your mama, she knows.
You're gonna miss me, baby, hate to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Well, at first I didn't know, but now it's clear to me. You were cheap with all your freaks and like and boss and me.
So packed up my Louis Vuitton, jumped in your ride and took off.
You'll never ever find a girl who loves you more than me. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
You gotta shake it off.
Just like the Calcon commercial life. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
You gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move. Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy,
you gotta shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off. Watch it. Shake it off.
In the streets where Joe wants. Hold up, my phone's ringing up. I'ma hang up and call the machine right back.
I gotta get this off of my mind.
You wasn't worth my time, oh. So leaving you behind.
Yeah.
Cause I need a real love in my life.
Say this recording because I'm never coming back home. Baby, I'm gone.
Don't you know I gotta shake you off? Cause the love, it ain't the same. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. Just like the Calcon commercial life. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
You gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move. Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
Watch this.
Carey with Shake It Off, taken from her 10th studio album, The Emancipation of Mimi. back in 2005. An album that brought her back to the top of the album's charts for the very first time since Butterfly hit number one in 1997, right here on Back to Back with me, Ofni Ting and Daryl Ong, where we're going through the discography of Mariah Carey. It was a tune written with frequent collaborator Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox and Jonta Austin.
That one, Shake It Off, had a bit of a drama recently. There was a rapper from Baltimore called YTK who released his song Let It Off, which clearly uses a sample from Shake It Off, uncleared apparently, and a couple of Twitter beefs replies in the public eye later. It was cleared with the help of the Roots drummer Questlove, who agreed to help because he had once been in the same shoes with Erykah Badu and Lenny Kravitz. And yeah, you should go read about it, it's pretty interesting. Shake It Off was held out from the number one spot by Mariah Carey's own song We Belong Together, and it was the first time a female lead artist held the top two positions on the Hot 100.
And speaking of that number one hit, let's play that very tune, We Belong Together, one that won the 2005 Grammys for Best R&B Song and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. The song was done in just one day by producer Jermaine Dupri. Mariah had come into the studio at 10 p.m. and had a plane to catch at 9 a.m.
Yeah, the duo worked through the night, and initially Mariah Carey, who was in love with hip-hop music at this time, wanted to intensify the urban flavor on this track, but Jermaine Dupri talked her out of it, and both of them eventually came to a compromise, landing somewhere in the middle of ghetto and love ballad. The duo then called it a tucked out ballad. She recently re-recorded this 2005 hit on the TV show Live with Kelly and Ryan, and dubbing it the Mimi's Late Night Valentine's Mix. And here it is, the famous tune taken to another dimension with the addition of live instruments. This is Mariah Carey, We Belong Together, right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
I was lying to myself. I couldn't have fathomed I would ever be without your love. Never imagined I'd be sitting here beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I thought I knew everything.
Together.
Just heard the third number one single from Mariah Carey's self-titled debut album. You just heard the track Someday. You know, she was a teenager when she wrote this, and her songwriting partner, Ben Margulies, it was included on the demo that scored her a record deal with Columbia.
And aside from topping the Hot 100, this also hit number one on the Dance Club Songs chart and peaked at number five on Adult Contemporary and number three on the R&B charts. You're with Daryl and Othniel on Back to Back. This week, we are going through the hits of Mariah Carey, who recently announced that she'll be releasing a 1995 grunge album that she recorded years back. And as much as she was a popular and successful singer, she also had dabbled in acting, right? Well, I say dabbled, but she had 17 film credits to her name.
Didn't know that, to be honest. But one of the films that saw her in a starring role was the 2001 musical rom-com Glitter, which was sadly a flop, with her performance as an actress considered by many to be amateurish, earning her the Worst Actress Award at the 22nd Golden Raspberry Awards. I guess she just can't stop winning awards, be it good or bad. However, on the soundtrack End of Things, she sang on most of the tunes, with a big departure from what her forte was, focusing heavily on recreating a 1980s post-disco era to accompany the film set in 1983. It's a track written by Jimmy Jam, first released by Sherelle in 1984. Both the songwriters were actually involved in the production of this cover, with Mariah Carey singing over the original instrumental. Check it out, here's Mariah Carey with Didn't Mean to Turn You On from the Glitter soundtrack, only here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
I wasn't trying to lead you. I want to free you.
have been tuning in to Back to Back with Daryl Ong and North Neil Ting. This week, we are running through the greatest hits of Mariah Carey, who recently announced that she'll be releasing her 1995 grunge album. Up next, we have a popular tune from her 9th studio album, Charm Bracelet, the first release since suffering from a physical and emotional breakdown following the release of her film Glitter, which was a commercial failure and received lots of negative feedback.
After crossing over into more hip-hop, R&B heavy tracks and abandoning her more adult contemporary pop ballads of her early years, Mariah Carey used this next song as a way to recapture her early audiences while also allowing her listeners to be more in tune with her personal struggles and use that to inspire not only herself but others as well.
Mariah Carey also decided to have a ballad as the album's lead single to get the emotional stuff out of the way before moving on to more happier songs. Despite having a weakened presence on American airwaves, this song proves to be very popular in Asian countries and was a constant presence in Asian radio stations. This is the opening track from Charm Bracelet. It's Mariah Carey with Through the Rain right here on Back to Back.
To my fate, and I live. to get to the dance floor. Just like that, y'all.
That, y'all.
That, y'all.
That, y'all.
That, or like that, y'all.
That, y'all.
Like that, y'all.
That, y'all.
That, y'all.
That, y'all.
Like that, or that, or like that, y'all.
That, y'all.
I came to have a party. Open off that Bacardi. Feeling so hot to Molly. Boy, I know you're watching me, so what's it gonna be?
Yeah.
Purple taking me higher. I'm lifted and I like it. Boy, you got me inspired. Maybe come and get it if you're really feeling me. Baby, come and get it, let me give you what you need. It's a special occasion. Maybe immense passion. A cause for celebration. I ain't gonna let nobody's drama bother me.
Carrie with It's Like That, another cut from her comeback album The Emancipation of Mimi. It's the opening track of that album, featuring adlibs by Hype Man, Fat Man Scoop and Jermaine Dupri, who also produced that track.
During the recording session, nearly 20 songs were recorded by label boss at Island Def Jam Music, LA Reid, felt like something was missing and suggested for more tracks to be written. So she went back to the bunker with Jermaine Dupri and came up with two big hits in the album We Belong Together and the track you just heard, It's Like That.
The It's Like That show hook came from Run DMC's 1984 track, Holly's Crew, and is said to be a not-so-serious track about just having fun and letting your hair down. The track became one of her biggest comeback commercial successes in years and made it to the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time in 5 years. This week, we are playing you the hits of Mariah Carey, who recently announced that she'll be releasing a 1995 grunge album that she recorded years back. Many surprises.
Yeah, I'm really, not to say I'm really looking forward to that, I'm really curious to how that would sound like. But if you tune in tomorrow night, we'll, on Track by Track, we'll be going through Daydream, that seminal album from the pop icon. So do tune in for that. But for now, we have one more for this week's show, and the lead single and the title track of her sophomore album, Emotions. The ultimate showcase of Mariah Carey's unworldly upper range and iconic whistle register, which reaches incredibly high notes, a technique that was popularized by the late Minnie Riperton for Loving You.
Now, although both singers are legendary in their own right, Mariah Carey managed to claim the title of highest note produced by a human voice in the history of recorded music when she performed this next song live at the 1991 MTV Video Music Awards. According to Music Nerds, she reportedly sang a G-sharp note 3.5 octaves above the middle C. Now, I'm no music theory expert, but that sounds pretty high to me.
Yeah, high indeed. This has a similar groove to the number one disco hit in 1997 by The Emotions called Best of My Love. The producers of this next track were inspired by that tune when they produced the instrumental and labeled it as Emotions. Paying tribute to the group that inspired the song, Mariah Carey then went along with the title Emotions and wrote lyrics around it. Being the perfectionist that she was, she would lose her voice after the recording sessions due to how hard she was pushing her vocals. This week, we're going to end off with one of Mariah Carey's most iconic tunes. It is Mariah Carey and Emotions. You have been tuning in to Back to Back. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.